Welcome to Everdale! Oh! Sports Betting Show, Carl, Bob McFay, Corbin, and I am Toe Diggs.
Ah, baby.
It's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian Station. He's a bearded wonder. Wide.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sire. Brucey Bruce.
What's going on?
What is going on, dude? Otta?
It's kind of a sad day, Tony. Sad and happy day.
It is a sad day.
Sad and happy.
Sadder for me.
Happy day.
Because I was
happy day.
I was on the Eagles. You boys were all on the Chiefs. Correct.
Yes, sir.
Good game. Great game. I believe this show thought it would be a great game.
Yeah.
It was always going to be a high scoring game, especially when neither fucking defense. I mean, unless they were on ice skates, how are you going to play defense? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that was bad, dude.
Interesting wrinkle.
Trying to blame the fucking painters too. Leave the painters alone.
It was slick on those logos.
It was a compound effect.
Leave the fucking painters out of this.
The whole field was slick. Yeah. Okay, it was a problem. Just found out there was a 94-year-old fucking doing it. Okay, something to think about. I don't think. If you were on the Chiefs or Eagles, I don't know if the game went the way that you thought. I don't know if you saw.
No.
I don't know if you saw Jalen throwing for 300 and Patrick for throwing for less than 200, and the Chiefs running the ball and the Eagles not being able to run the ball.
I did have suspicions that Pacheco would have a massive game, but then I was kind of talked out of that by Lombardi.
I know Lombardi said that, but when Heinicke came on and said that was how they beat them, I was like,
yeah, but then. That's why they signed those two big bodies in the middle, which I thought would help. I forgot Jordan Davis was even on the team. He did have.
Pacheco's unbelievable. Yeah.
He's a backup on that team.
He just runs. He runs so fucking hard. He's awesome. He went up.
Tip my cap to Jalen Hurts, man. He played awesome. I didn't think he had that.
Like, as someone who had the Eagles, if you would have shown me Jalen Hurts' numbers and Mahomes' numbers, I'd be like, oh, Eagles won and covered. That's a fucking good day.
Yeah.
And that is not how it went down. Obviously, the punt return. And the defensive touchdown were huge there. Yeah. There were some calls that went both ways. The last one, was it a hold? Probably.
The only issue is, Tony, is the hold that happened before, they didn't call on Juju. Like that.
And it was more egregious.
That was
PI. So you set the precedent there, right?
Yeah.
So.
If it was it a hold, yes. Do I think it should have been the first called hold of the game? I don't.
Yeah.
All right, back there, Brucey.
There was a few though. Like, I think. What did you think of the other fumble?
I thought live, real time, it wasn't. If you slow it down, it gets very close.
That's not
like. I also thought that Goddard catch was fucking ticky tack.
Yeah.
I thought Devonta
Smith caught that ball.
Went both. Could have went.
But that's that's what's happened now though. We honestly do not know what is or isn't a catch.
The Devontae one though, like the tip of the football does like make contact with the ground, and I feel like historically has been a no go catch.
Rolling through here, Mahomes obviously went under, but three touchdowns. So if you were betting it that way. Pacheco went over.
I had the Pacheco to rush for more than Sanders.
Good one, because he did not. Gainwell went over, which was nice.
The 16.5 and.
Was that close? What was Gainwell? I feel like Gainwell didn't get it.
21. 21.
Oh, fuck. That was
Boston Scott went under. McKinnon went he went over on one drive. He had like four carries on one drive that went over. Kelsey, 81, was barely over. I believe his was 78.
Yep.
Juju went
79.5 close.
Juju went under.
I thought we were going to get two tuds to Kelsey there. When he threw it to Tony, like, Kelsey was there too. I thought we were going to get two tuds.
I had a big ticket on that one. I'd five-starred that thing.
So did I.
Juju went over, and then the rest of the Chiefs wide receivers went under. Devonta went over. A.J. Brown went over. Goddard was at 60. Was that over? I think because it was like...
Yeah, probably 58.5, something like that.
Yeah.
It is crazy to also think, like, not just Jalen throwing for 300 yards, but, like, MVS going way under, Tony going way under.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing, though, with the Chiefs. Like,
you never know.
Because they went to MVS so much against the Bengals They said, they're like, okay, like, we're not going to do that again.
Yeah,
like,
they said, all right, Juju, you're MVS now. And they basically, you know, probably just moved him around.
And I think MVS didn't run that one route properly, and that was the end of it for him.
See ya.
Both teams complete their first pass attempt. That was a yes. Quarterback to score the first touchdown was awesome. What else was out there? Trying to see.
That that 2 minute warning bet was fucking electric.
That was awesome. No touchback. It was a touchback. Or no, sorry. It was a touchback, even though it was not the prettiest of touchbacks. It was like a line drive. What was I going to say? I'm looking here. Touchdown and a field goal didn't happen because fucking Bucker missed that field goal. Kelce didn't have 25 receiving yards in each half. That was tough.
Yeah, that's a brutal one.
Game well.
That first drive, just fucking
feeding Kelce. Yes to the two-point conversion.
Yeah, that might have been the best bet of the day.
Yes to a missed field goal. Yes, will the game be tied at any point after the first score? It was tied like six times after the first score. What else was there? I think that over 3.5 on the first plays, which I had, did not. Fucking Miles Sanders could have got 3.5 yards, but he
under 1.5 came home
twice, too, right? Couple times, twice on the longest touchdown,
shortest
or shortest touchdown, whatever it is. Anything else? Any others?
Last play of the game won't be a kneel,
and it was a kneel, or no, it wasn't. It was Jalen Hurts throwing the ball.
Yeah,
good call.
That was a good one.
Hell yeah!
Overall, I thought it was good Super Bowl.
Yeah,
unbelievable, great game.
I would have loved to have seen the Eagles try to get a chance just for excitement purposes. Just wasn't in the cards.
I mean, Mahomes just having one play in the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl where he just took off and basically won them the game.
Yep.
Like I was talking to Bruce about it last night. Like, he does shit that we just take for granted. Oh, man. Yeah,
it's true.
Like, when he moves in the pocket, like, and the Chiefs O-line, man, like, fuck, good on them. They played unreal.
Yeah, they did play well. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, all your favorites for MVP next season. I think that'll be the case probably for the next 5-10 years.
I respect the Lions being plus 2,500 to win the Super Bowl.
You know why? I could break it down for you real simple. It's the Eagles and the Niners in the NFC, and it's everybody else.
Yeah, I guess. Like, did you see where the Seahawks are at? Like, that is fucking absurd.
Where are they?
Seahawks were plus 6,000.
Which is pretty far down there.
The Commanders are ahead of them. The Panthers are ahead of them.
Saints, Vikings, Browns.
Like, I feel like the Seahawks put together a decent season, didn't they?
The Colts, Cardinals, and Texans being the three worst teams is funny.
Yeah.
Is it the Cardinals because they're not going to have Kyler for the majority of the season?
Yeah. I feel like if they get to a point where they're just...
It'll be interesting to see who they play at quarterback for the first...
Jameis?
I would love to see Jameis.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's going to depend on who the fucking coach is. We still don't know.
Yeah. No clue.
Lou's going to get that job, and I kind of hate that that's going to be the one he gets.
Poor Lou.
Yeah, like if he doesn't get the time he needs. Like if they're terrible, you think Kyler's going to come back halfway through the season?
No.
You know what I mean?
No, 100% not.
Yeah, but you got to get more than one. He's fucking Lou.
Chiefs are your favorite next season, followed by the Bills, Eagles, Bengals, Niners. Feels right. Yeah. As of right now.
Yeah.
Chargers always just getting a pass to be up there with the big boys. I'm about done with.
If you got a quarterback, you're always going to be a little bit up there.
I know. I guess Cowboys are plus 15. I mean, the Ravens plus 1,600 feels like a bit absurd.
I mean, we don't even know.
Like, what's happening with them?
If the Eagles stay in this mode where it's just like, oh, third and six and in is automatic. Going for it.
The Cowboys, not think Giants, they're gonna, Commanders are they gonna change are that rule, going though, you think?
What they
rule?
Should.
Like, they're going to change the QB sneak.
They're not going to change it.
No.
They just change it to be allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what are you gonna like? Even in college, when the push was a thing, like everybody's always fucking done that. They're always gonna fucking do that.
Well, the one that kills you is where, you know, Chris Jones jumps over the line, his forward progress is stopped, and then they just push him forward. Well, it's like, all right, this is a joke.
They might look at it, but who knows? Other news in the NFL: Derek Carr not going to the Saints as of right now. They're plus 3,500.
Yeah, I think
I'm happy he told the Raiders to get fucked.
Me too.
Yeah.
He might, I mean, he might still go to the Saints.
I think he might too, but I'm just happy he just said, fuck you. Like, why would he help the Raiders after what they did?
I agree, 1,000%. Jets are a little high. Is that just assuming they're going to get
Raji,
one of those quarterbacks?
Yeah. I don't think Rodgers going to go to the Jets.
Nah, yeah. me
I think either. Liability purposes, like the Jets have to be up there because if Rodgers goes somewhere,
I mean, if Rodgers follows Favre's footsteps.
Tell you what,
allegedly.
I'm not going to bet them.
Allegedly.
I'm not going to bet them. I'm not going to do this again this year. Or I think we were pretty even keeled. We weren't jumping on the Broncos bandwagon too bad. But
no.
In person, Sean Payton is an awesome human being.
Unbelievable.
And I wish the best for him.
Oh, yeah. I think that they'll be able, you know, they won't be the same kind of hot mess that they were this year.
That's I hope they get Rex Ryan too. That would be electric.
That would be awesome. Be an
all time
the Avengers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just remember that it's you know it's the Chiefs in the West.
It's the Chiefs League. We're all living in it. I'm gonna miss the fuck out of the NFL, dude.
It's nice to just see the Bills at 9-1, like a nice
instead of 4-1 or whatever the fuck it was.
Instead of 4-1.
I don't even. I think that's even. I would have the Bengals ahead of the Bills.
Yeah, I think that's fair. They'll probably flutter.
Bills are gonna live like no if Bills intended. Lose Poyer, like
yeah.
Poyer's like the heartbeat of that team, man.
So much can happen in the offseason. Poyer was awesome too on Radio Row.
Cheers to Jason.
Just a good guy.
Cheers to Jason Kelsey, Fletcher Cox, and all those guys for an incredible career. I hope they all enjoy retirement.
Will you hold that cup back up, please?
Sure. I don't think we have
to. Will you cut to this camera?
Yeah, here you go.
Will you see what Bruce got? He got a fucking Zen Yeti mug.
Yeah. Yep. No free ads, though. But they have a rewards program.
Bruce had to spend like $4,000 on Zen the last fucking
time. That's not true.
All right. So now we move along. We have golf, college basketball, NBA, NHL. Fucking I saw pitchers and catchers. I believe they reported. So, I mean, we're right around the fucking bend for that. That'll carry us until next season. Fuck.
Yeah. I will forever live off the conference championship exacta.
Bad baby.
Hell yeah.
Golf went decent. I had Scoot, Schauffele, Finau, who were all top 10, I believe. Ricky Fowler was also 10. Homa fell out, and Cantlay did not make the cut.
Yeah. Homa had a good club toss.
He did have a great club toss.
That was fucking electric.
I think Ricky might be back, depending on what the course is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Xander played well. He gave me a sweat into Saturday, but then it's just like, you know, you have two bogeys and John Rahm birdies three in your eyeball. No one's going to, you know, keep their spine up for correct, that one.
100%. after the break, phone lines and guests will also be back on Hammered Down.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
It's time.
How the hell are we going to do the phones?
The phones are going to be super fucking loud back here.
Cool.
Okay, so we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to.
Yeah.
There's only one way to get through no football.
True.
Miss you, Jackson.
And it's guests and phones.
We could just voicemail it if you really.
Yeah, that's always the thing.
Why?
We'll figure it out.
All right.
We got a couple weeks to figure it out after this. When we come back, we will be in the heart of college basketball season. We are going to be in the poop part of NHL and NBA because it's the part where teams are either going to go on a run or they're so bad that
they're... We still have a bit of like the post-trade deadline angle
sure.
lingering, which is nice, but once that's over...
Actually, NBA's gotten better now that they've gone to 10 as far as playing.
Playoffs?
Yeah, it's like the play-ins and stuff like that.
Yeah, more teams try. I haven't bet the NBA since the trade deadline because there's been so much fucking movement and like you haven't been able to even see these guys play together yet. So, I mean, the Lakers just got a couple starters fucking playing last game, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We'll go through it all. We appreciate everyone sticking with us through all of football season. I had my best college football season of all time. Wasn't as good of NFL season, I'd say. It was my best. Wasn't my best NFL season. It's not. What were you saying there, Mitt?
I was kind of talking to myself, and I didn't mean to say it, but I said, what was my NFL record? And I was going into my account to see.
You can watch it. Oh, okay. We'll wait.
I had a good season. I don't know my NFL record, but I know I had a good season.
Yeah.
I know I had a good season.
I'm just going to fucking tread water until baseball, because that's the real money maker.
That's normally what we do. March Madness is just don't lose your shirt.
Just try not to lose all the money in your account.
College basketball is heating up, though.
All right. Wow. Speaking of, you want to do it? You want to get into it tonight?
Yeah.
Monday after the Super Bowl, not a terrible little slate.
Nice slate.
Nice slate. Bruce says nice slate.
I mean,
kick us off. Kick us off, Bruce.
Bruce, you want to kick us off? I got four plays. How many you got?
I got three, I believe. Okay.
Kick us off.
All right. So I got North Carolina laying the 5.5 at home with Miami. Coming to town. I think they're starting to find it a little bit at Chapel Hill, and this is going to be one of those
games. They do have a good home record.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those head-turning wins where you're like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm going with Texas Tech at home with Texas coming in. You know, Lubbock should be jumping with the five, number five Texas coming into town. I got them plus 4.5.
Okay.
And then Baylor minus the 6.5 with West Virginia going to them. You can kind of see what I'm doing. Home team.
Okay. I hate to start with a disagreement.
No, please go ahead. Miami's a good club.
I'm going to say, you knew it was my, I'm going to go Miami plus the 5.5 on the road. Wow, I hate going against North Carolina in the Dean Dome. I had to tonight. Bethune, money line against Jackson State.
Hell yeah.
Jackson State's not a good. Not a good ball club right now.
No, they're not.
I'm going to lay 6.5 with Southern. Southern is playing Texas Southern, so don't get that confused. And then I will join Bruce. Not my favorite bet of the night, but I will also be on Baylor minus the 6.5 against WVU, who has got me a couple times this year.
There we go. Pine Bluff, Moneyline versus Alabama A&M.
Ark?
Yes, sir.
One and only.
NCAA money line at Monmouth.
Hell yeah.
UNC was lights out on Saturday. I need to see it again. Give me Miami plus 5.5.
Bruce is long wolfing it tonight.
Bethune Cookman money line
at
State. Alabama State money line at Mississippi Valley State. And Texas Tech looked very good against K-State on the weekend. I don't think they can do it again. Give me Texas money line.
Okay. Any college for you, Mitt, by any chance?
Yeah, I was going to hop on the Miami train here, but now I'm kind of scared, so I don't know.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
So we're afraid to set it up. Now we're off. We're sitting out college today.
What was I going to say? Sitting out college.
Yeah. I was going to hop on Miami, but I don't want to be that guy.
How come? You don't want to.
I've mushed a couple bets on this program a couple times. New season, new bit.
Oh, no. The truth comes out.
I mean, everybody watches. It's a public show. Everybody knows. Like, what do you mean? I'm not the best college basketball bettor, and usually when I hop on the train, it's not the best call. So I'm just staying away.
You're fine, man.
Let's go to the association then.
Yes.
I think I have one play in the association tonight.
Some nice games tonight.
Oh yeah.
Let's see here. No, I have two plays. I'm gonna go lay the 5.5 with the Hawks in Charlotte. I just think the Hawks are the better team. That's not saying much there. And then I'm going to go money line Thunder at home against the Pelicans.
Yes, Tony. I am all the way there with you on the Thunder money line. And we're also going to go with the Indiana Pacers, Utah Jazz coming into town. The Pacers have been on quite the schneid, and the Jazz haven't been playing that great either. So these are kind of two teams looking to really bounce back. I'm taking the Pacers plus the 1. And then we're also taking Brooklyn plus the 2.5. Brooklyn's been playing actually surprisingly very fucking well since trading away their two best players. And
wrong.
I mean, you can take the Knicks all you want, -2.5, Bruce. Good luck there. And then I'm going to take the Lakers. If LeBron plays, I'm going to take the Lakers. So that's going to be a late, late, late pick there. If LeBron plays, I'm taking the Lakers.
He's all boozed up at the Super Bowl.
He was all boozed up at the Super Bowl, putting that crown on. That was hilarious.
Yeah, if he's going to start doing that.
That was awesome.
I kind of like it, actually.
Oh, that was awesome.
Did you go yet, Gummy? My bad.
I like the Pacers getting one versus Utah. I like the Nuggets money line at the Heat. I think that's a short price.
Oh yeah.
And whether LeBron is in or not, I like the Lakers +2. They look good with D'Lo against the Warriors on Saturday night.
Brucey,
there you go. I too like the Pacers, and I too like the Thunder. It would be a very gutsy road win for the Pelicans tonight. I don't think that they have it in them. And then I am on the Knicks. I know Bridges and Cam Johnson are kind of, getting it going for the Nets, and we don't really know what that looks like. But it should be a winnable game, and the Knicks need to get it. So that's kind of a heart play.
Okay. I love a good Brucey heart
play. I have a play on that game as well. Jalen Brunson has averaged 29 his last 10 games.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
His point total is at 25.5 at even money. Give me the over.
Okay. I like it.
I love that.
All right.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Dip-a-do-do-do-do. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
Thank you.
A valiant effort, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. A valiant effort. Let's head to the ice. How's the ice been? What has been going on the ice? We had the break. What's our teams? We're back. Are we fully back into the schedule?
Couldn't tell you. We are fully back in the schedule. I have not been finely tuned machine over the past week because we were away.
We were.
There were some other things going on. Heavy, heavy pickleball battles happening. But I dug into the numbers today. I did some crunching. I looked at some goaltender starts, some interesting, surprising ones there. And I think I got a good feel for these ones.
I got a tweet from somebody yesterday. How about you losers playing pickleball Super Bowl week instead of going to parties? Losers.
That's a person who's never been to a Super Bowl party before.
That is a person who's never been to a Super Bowl party. They stink.
That was like the best move we've ever pulled.
Of all time.
I was partying.
I got one play tonight.
Let's let's hear it. What do we got?
Partying and being at a party is two different. I mean, we. My play tonight?
Mitt was partying.
Let's jump just down to, I'm going Pred 60 minute against the Coyotes.
Also taking Pred 60 minute against the Yotes.
Jacob
Chychrun is probably not going to play because he is hot on the trade market and they are protecting their best asset. So Preds, they were okay after the break.
Okay.
They've been 1-1.
Okay.
1-1 since the All-Star break. Still hard to get a read on that, but they had 1-4 of 5 going into the break. So if you want to look back that far, that's something.
Okay.
But they are the better team. And they're at home. They're not in the Let, you know.
They are not in the Let Arena.
That's a tough barn.
Sun Devils Arena. Okay. What else do we have on the NHL slate? Let's just start from the top. Flames and Sens.
I'm going to go with the Flames here, and I don't love taking Calgary, as Gumpy knows, but this is one of those interesting goaltender situations.
Third stringer, right?
Mads Solgaard, I don't even know if that's pronouncing it right, is playing for the Sens. This is his third game, I believe. I don't know if they're all three starts. I think only two of them were starts. He's got an 8.95.
He's not started.
Yeah, okay, so they were all relief duty, but he has played in three.
He has faced three shots and saved all three.
That was this season. I think he played in two games last season. I don't know if he started.
He has not let a goal in.
In the EHL or whatever, I think he's letting up like 3.1 or something like that.
Okay, so regardless, he's in there for the Sens.
AHL, Bruce. Show some respect.
I mean, Calgary only 2-2 in the first four of this five-game road trip that they got going on. Here's what worries me is that Jacob Markstrom is Gumpy, what's going on here?
What is going on here?
1-3-2 in his last six. This guy's supposed to be a stud. He's supposed to be a thoroughbred. He's got to figure it out. But let's look for the Flames to get a bounce back tonight in the nation's capital.
Calgary money line.
Panthers are going up to visit the Wild.
A bit of a banger.
Tough place to play for Florida. They have figured it out lately. They've been going on a good bit of a run here, but they are 2-7 in their last nine in Minnesota.
That's
a far trip, too. I don't think people realize how far it is from the tip of Florida all the way up there. Minnesota, although, has struggled a little bit on their own.
All right.
They've lost nine of their last 15.
Three
separate losing streaks within those.
What are you saying?
But 1-1. One and one in this. They got a 7-game homestand since the All-Star break. They're 1-1. 16-10 at home this year, like Minnesota at home. Money line.
Wings are visiting the Cougars. How are things going with the Cougars there, Paul?
Not that great, but they, I don't know, they put our boy Spencer Martin on waivers.
Vancouver's allowed 19 goals in their last four games.
How's Talker doing?
It's not been good so far for Talk. It hasn't been pretty.
Okay.
Gumps could probably speak a little bit more to it, but I suspect.
I honestly think they're going full tank, to be honest.
As they probably should. And in that case, we will go with Detroit, who just beat this team 5-2 on Saturday. In Detroit, now they're going up to the lovely Vancouver. Gumpy knows it all too well. Give me the Wings in Vancouver.
Hold on. Tigers going to be in Tinseltown tonight?
Yeah.
Fucking. Okay, Sabres and Kings. Who do we like?
This is the only one I'm not, I don't have a play on.
Tinsel Titch, no play.
Sabres, they've lost 12, or they've lost two straight. They've given up 12 goals in both, in combined in those two games. Okay. But they are a good road team. They're 15-9 on the road this season. And this is fascinating. Against the Western Conference, 10-1-2.
Whoa.
So they can play. They got no problem going to the West Coast, anything like that. Kings have figured it out a little bit lately, though. They just smacked the shit out of the Pens the other night. They're 4-1-1 in their last six.
Who hasn't?
Fucking Pens just beat the shit out of the Ducks, okay?
Okay, I saw that game.
I was going to lay off of this one.
Give me the Kings. Phoenix Copley, 16-3-1 on the year. Come on.
Signed an extension, too. 1-year deal.
Thank you, Nikki Skates.
Good luck.
Good luck to you. Enjoy your break.
Thank you. You as well.
See you, dude.
There is an NBA boost as well. It's Brunson, Randle, and Bridges to score 20. It's plus 300.
Ooh, love it.
Ooh, give me that.
Give me.
Love that.
Oh, 2-0 Liverpool.
Any footy for tomorrow?
Yeah, we got Champions League back, my friend.
Let's go. Champions!
Where are we here?
Where are we?
Can't be so sorry. Can't sleep.
PSG, Mbappe and Messi were back at training today. Will they go tomorrow? I don't know. Do not care. Give me Bayern Munich, draw no bet at PSG.
Do not care?
Bayern in Paris, let's go. Fucking, they're going to win for one half hour, 2.5 hour.
Cancelo has been unbelievable since they got him from City. Okay. PSG got smacked by Monaco on the weekend.
Smacked!
And then I'm showing some faith in the Spurs after they got absolutely... walked by Leicester. AC Milan hasn't been that great of late. I'm going to take Spurs at plus money on Toronto at AC Milan.
I like
EPL teams going up against the Serie A.
Yeah.
What the hell happened against fucking
You're going to have, sometimes that'll happen.
Leicester has been playing better of late, but to go from beating City to 4-1.
All I know is I saw the American boys fucking dominating the midfield yesterday.
I saw some British bloke saying that Pedro Porro couldn't stop a runny nose.
See that yesterday, lad? The fucking boys were dominating the midfield. Were their tackles a little hard? Maybe, but fucking deal with it.
Pulisic's fucking first one out. Chelsea's getting rid of their whole fucking team, dude.
Whatever. Hey, whatever.
Haaland didn't even net one.
Oh, yikes.
Taken off in the 60th or whatever.
All right.
Man City, Arsenal on
Thursday?
Wednesday.
Ooh.
We feel good about tonight?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Tiger back.
Yeah, he is.
Invitation.
Tiger is back.
Hell yeah.
We will, I know Gumpy will for sure. Depends on what I'm doing. Tweet out some plays over while we're gone.
Yeah, the footy actually went well, 10-3 on Saturday.
Oh, baby. Fucking good day.
Hell yeah.
Who says no?
Oh, Gakpo scored for Liverpool, his first goal.
Shout out. Shout out. All right.
The Dobby.
See you later. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Da.